Next question. What are your main artistic influences, especially on this work?
Artistic influence, especially on this work? I think, I mean, obviously, Lorca was writing about a particular time in the history of Spain, which was reminded me a lot about Singapore today, even though it was 80 years ago that he was writing. And it resonated with me, and I felt if it resonated with me, then perhaps it may resonate with our audiences as well. For me, especially, the theme of the freedom of expression, of having a voice, is still very important to me. Even though we've lived with the internet over the past 10, 15 years, and even though the internet has opened up a lot more space for people's voices to be heard, it is still not enough, because even the internet is being policed, and so much so that people are writing things in the internet but not daring to write their names on it, to put a name to their comments. So that suggests to me that this theme of the freedom of expression, the freedom of speech, must still be discussed. You know, we need to have a more open arena where we are able to say what we want to say, because when you take away the voice of the people, then what do they have left? You know, if we talk about the soul of the nation, you know, we're always looking into ourselves and asking, where's the soul? But where is it? I mean, I just look at it from a point of view of that, you know, how can you have a soul when you don't have a voice? Because the voice, of course, there are other ways of expressing yourself, whether through painting or writing, but even writing is, you know, is censored or is monitored rather heavily. You know, you can't just publish anything you want, right? Still needs to go through some sort of licensing or whatever. But so I feel that theme is still very important to me. So I identified a lot with Lorca, and what he was trying to say in his pieces, whether it's in poetry or in his plays. Obviously, I've also done Oscar Wilde. In the importance of being earnest. And of course, the importance of being earnest is a critique about middle class bourgeoisie, you know, which again reminds me a lot about Singapore. And I feel that a lot of the themes in the importance of being earnest, this whole thing about keeping up appearances, is not dissimilar to things in Bernarda Alba. You know, how for Bernarda Alba it's always about keeping up appearances. Of course, Oscar Wilde does it in a humorous way, and Lorca does it in a tragic way. But I find that there are a lot of similarities between the two playwrights. And I love the works of these two playwrights. Of course, coincidentally, they're both gay, which I am. I really understand what they're trying to say. You know, this whole thing about keeping up appearances, wearing masks, not really being truthful to yourself. And so if you're not truthful to yourself, then how can you be true to your society? You know, all those things. And how, I mean, in Bernarda Alba, you know, all the daughters have to, like, they have to find ways of, you know, expressing themselves. And it's in a similar way, Algernon and Jack in The Importance of Being Earnest, they are also finding ways of expressing themselves by adopting different names and different characters. You know, they're not really having the freedom to be who they really are. So yeah, there are similarities between the two. And of course, these are the two works that I've been working on over the past few years. Yeah, so I think they both influenced me.